I'm Nikki McCretton, and I'm the Artistic Director of Stuff and Nonsense Theatre Company.
So what are you doing here in the creation space?
We're working on a very, very new idea. We're looking at the story of The Emperor's New Clothes, which is a Hans Christian Andersen story, and we're doing some very, very early research and development looking at the story, ready to create the work early next year and premiere it in February, so we've got quite a bit of time. We're working with puppetry and live music, two performers and potentially me as a third performer in the space, and we've also got our puppet maker Holly Miller here this week to just play with some early character ideas around the story. And also we're going to build a great big massive cardboard set as well, which is quite exciting. We're just about to do that in a minute.
So one of the things you do is work with children. You're going to get them involved quite early on. Do you think that's a good idea?
Yeah, definitely. I think on other projects, previously to last year, I think I had a lot of contact with children through some other work I was doing with an organisation called 5x5x5 Equals Creativity, which are a kind of action learning group based in Bath. So I was in nursery and preschools a lot at the time. And then on the last production, we brought the children in later in the process, and I felt like there was a lot more I could have learned. So this time we're working with children really early, and their ideas and sensibilities, really, or even fascinations with sections of the story, will be what informs how the story is told.
And The Emperor's New Clothes is quite an unusual choice, so why have you chosen this?
I think partly because I haven't seen it done. Because it's not done very often, so there's something really fresh that I don't have any preconceived ideas of it as well. And also, just remembering from when I read it as a child or perhaps a teenager, is I remembered that the person who tells the truth in the story is a child. So that's what's drawn me to it, really, is that the children watching the piece perhaps might have a better take on society than we do as adults.
And how are you going to overcome the nudity part of it?
Yes, that's a bit tricky, isn't it? Well, we think the emperor will be a puppet. And so maybe that makes it okay. And maybe we'll just see him from the back. I don't know. I'm not sure yet, but it certainly won't be a live man naked on stage.
Thank goodness.
No.
Obviously, you've used the creation space before. Do you think it helps you get your creative juices flowing?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think last time we came was our first visit, so we didn't really quite appreciate what it was going to give us. And just that ability to be in one space in a really focused way, switch the phones off, switch the emails off, and be able to work through till late at night if we need to. And to go and have a quick kip if you need a quick kip if people are tired, carry on and do more. It was so fruitful for us with Goldilocks. And this time we've got even more of a plan because we know now the capacity of how it stretches your day. I think that people are already here. You don't have to travel. You don't have to go out hunter-gathering for food. Everything is right here. And also last time as well, the team here in the building was so helpful and the technical team were brilliant. So, yeah, we feel really safe, which is what you need in a creative process, I think, is to be able to try things and make mistakes and not be too worried about running out of time.
That's fine.